escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Does this have your Maverick heart concerned, or really, is this a brilliant move by Kyrie Irving? We'll get to that in just a second. C-Note coming up on the other side. And, of course, Krusty's Corner at 340. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl-winning scout, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you rocking and rolling here full five on a Monday. But Kyrie made headlines, fellas, over the weekend as he was streaming. Doing his thing. He's recovering, of course, from his injury. And the question was like, hey, do you think you're going to be back for the playoffs? Can you give us a status? Here was Kyrie Irving.
Will you be back by playoffs? Don't hold your breath on that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that I won't be back. It's just I don't want to make any predictions on when I'm going to be back. I just want to be back 150,000% better. So I'm taking my time right now to really get healthy. I'm taking my time to really get my body right, other portions of my body right, and really just enjoy this this recovery process, man. It's not pretty. Yes, it is a beautiful struggle, but I go through kind of the mental roller coaster ride of every day. Just want to be back out there.
So how recent this video was, I think, has also become up for debate. I know we just got a text from the 214. Supposedly that video is a month old. According to DLLS, the Mavs podcast, it could have been, absolutely, could have been cut and clipped, and now it's just kind of resurfacing as we're in that time of July where we're just kind of looking for content. Although, I mean, the NBA is giving us quite a bit when it comes to the trades, but I like this move from Kyrie. You under-promise and you over-deliver. You don't set the expectation too high, like, yeah, man, I'm going to be back right after the All-Star break. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to get back as quickly as possible. But when you're at this stage of his career, I'm sure the rehab and the recovery, not quite as easy and smooth as it was, say, 5 to 10 years ago. And really, you don't know. So you play it safe. And then when you're able to make an earlier return, boom, everybody's thinking, holy hell, look at this guy. This is awesome. We weren't sure if he'd even be back for the playoffs. Here he is in February, ready to go on a postseason push. Shams Charania could take some notes.
Yeah, because the way he sold this NBA offseason being the greatest of all time.
You undersell, and then you overdeliver.
Yeah, and hopefully that's Kyrie's plan, assuming they are in the thick of the playoff race. I mean, right now I think their over-under win total for the season is 39.5. They won 39 this past season. That's not good enough to even really be a playoff team. Of course, they were a play-in team as the 10 seed. So they were right there at the bottom of the barrel, even when it came to that. So Vegas is telling you this isn't even really a playoff team, but it's also not setting the bar too high to say that you should be back for the playoffs, right? That'd be over a year since you had the injury. So it's not like that's a rushing you back thing. It's not like, hey, are you going to be ready for Christmas or even the All-Star break? It was just simply the playoffs. I'll tell you right now, if the Mavericks are in the playoffs and Kyrie Irving, after an ACL tear, is not going to be ready, which would be over a year later, and he's sort of holding himself out, then that will fire some people up. Now, I have no expectation that this is going to be a playoff team, so I'm not even really concerned about it. And so big picture, it's probably better if Kyrie can just not even play the season, and we'll regather next year. Because I don't think this is going to be a playoff team. I'm not banking on Anthony Davis to be healthy. And you would absolutely need him to be as healthy as possible if this particular Mavericks team is going to go to the playoffs. So to me, it's much to do about nothing because I don't expect them to be a playoff team anyway. So if Kyrie just sits out the year, let the young guys, whatever, try and kind of get some skins on the wall to some extent and then recoup for the following year, so be it. But if they are in the playoffs and I'm wrong and all of a sudden Kyrie's doing the thing where, no, I just don't feel like I'm ready yet, even though it's been over a year since you've had your knee injury, people are going to be pretty dang ticked off.
Look, if D'Angelo Russell, and they didn't make those moves official yesterday, the signing of D'Lo and the re-signing of Kyrie, if he's not able to be a solid Band-Aid, which I think, with, I'm hopeful with Jason Kidd and reuniting with Anthony Davis, he had one of his best years with the Lakers working with him. I'm hopeful that D'Lo can be enough. I love the depth that this Mavericks team has. I think you put their depth up against anybody in the NBA. Now, you're right. Health is the one thing that you're always going to second guess about this team, because the second they traded for Anthony Davis, despite the fact that the previous 2 years he was pretty damn healthy, he ends up getting hurt. So you don't know. You're relying on some old bones. But my gosh, when you look at what they've got and potential starting lineups, and well, maybe they still make some moves, I don't know. But right now, Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington, Najee Marshall, Max Christie. Hell, Brandon Williams was giving you some really good minutes down the stretch last year. Maybe he's a guy that can end up comboing with D'Angelo Russell. They bring back Dante Exum. If you can get a stretch of, say, 25 games of what he gave you 2 years ago, when Tim Cato is calling him the connector between Luka and Kyrie, like, there is still, to me, an abundance of talent on this roster, and the depth, we've seen it when it comes to Indiana's run to the final this year. Like, they can go up against anybody when it comes to how deep they are. I think they're built and constructed to be able to weather, you know, maybe they got to play without Anthony Davis for a month or whatever it might be. Now, if it's the injury bug like last year, where it's every week you look up and somebody else is hurt, obviously I'm with you. They're not making the playoffs in a West that is competitive as hell. But I do have expectations that this should be a playoff team, not a top four seed.
Right.
I'm not looking at that, but I think they should be a team that is fighting to be in the fifth, sixth seed conversation if everything can go right and they can stay healthy outside of the Kyrie injury.
I just kind of think about the situation, though, with, you know, the expectations still with the first overall pick.
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg.
Hey, man, we got the summer
Thursday,
league. Yeah.
Thursday, we get to see his debut.
This is the most fired up for a summer league game I've been in a long time.
I just kind of feel like that expectations are going to be like, well, this is maybe one of the fourth best team in the West.
I mean, they're super talented, you know, on paper.
Yes.
That's where, and then all of a sudden, if you're fighting into the play-in games and stuff like that, I don't know. I mean, I think that's going to be a lot. I think there's a lot of Mavs fans that have really, really ridden the roller coaster here with the whole thing with you're going with Luka, all of a sudden the injuries, and then you trade Luka, and then you get the first overall pick, and then, you know, it's been a lot of emotions the way I think Mavs fans are kind of thinking, like, man, this is, we're going to go compete with this team. Now, realistically, can you? I think it all really depends on Cooper Flagg. I think how well Cooper Flagg plays, and is there going to be a, and I always use this term in the NFL when we talk about players, is the learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the learning curve for Cooper Flagg? You know, and if it's a small one, but which are you more concerned about? Learning curve, in my opinion, or Anthony Davis injury history?
Yeah, it's absolutely the Anthony Davis injury history for me.
I would co-sign that.
And there's definitely going to be Cooper Flagg taking his lumps throughout the season. There might be stretches of games where we're kind of going, what the heck's going on, particularly offensively. But I think his game translates immediately to being a plus defender. So, like, he will be impacting the game. Now, to what extent offensively remains to be seen, and especially when you talk about taking his lumps, if Jason Kidd's going to throw him into the deep end of the pool as kind of being the initiator offensively and running the point, there could be some ugly nights, especially if you're going up against a really stingy, like, OKC-style defense where they're just pickpocketing him left and right, and he's got, like, five turnovers, six turnovers in a game. And that's probably going to happen. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, if you're going to actually be, like, I expect that to be the case with Cooper Flagg. If you're going to be a playoff team, you're going to need Anthony Davis to be, you're going to need him to be healthy. You're going to need him to be playing in these games. And that's what Nico Harrison did when he built this team and traded away Luka and really overvalued Anthony Davis. But yeah, you're going to need Anthony Davis, Derek Lively. And then you are going to need Kyrie to come back. And if he's going to slow play it a little bit, then that's going to hinder some things. If you're in kind of a neck and neck race to make the playoffs late in the season, you're going to need him to be a part of that. And now we have our questions whether or not he's even going to want to get in the mix on that. So it's just it's a frustrating time, I would say, from a winning expectation. I don't think we should be in that place. You have enough young guys and you can still get enough value for some of these other dudes like an Anthony Davis to where they should just be resetting the timeline in my mind.
Yeah, they could do that.
They're doing this double dip thing where we're going to be developing guys like Cooper Flagg, but also we expect to make the postseason with aging, fragile superstars. It's just it's a weird place to be.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's certainly unique. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they had constructed this roster that obviously went to the NBA Finals 2 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, you trade the guy that was the centerpiece of that. You've brought in somebody else that the GM wants to be the centerpiece, but there's also questions about his availability. Then you land the number one pick. I mean, Cooper Flagg, if he's able to do anything like Zion did, right, and I don't even want to bring up Wemby because they're totally different, and him and Zion also have very different games, but, I mean, Zion averaged 22.5 per game as a rookie.
Yeah.
6 rebounds a game, 2 assists per game. Like, Cooper Flagg, there's some that think he was a better prospect than even Zion was. Like, I don't think, if he's got to be the point forward, then absolutely, there will be a learning curve there. But in terms of if they're not putting that pressure on him, and they do say, hey, D'Angelo Russell, Dante Exum, Brandon Williams, you guys are going to run this offense. Then we're going to pick and choose like Cooper. You're going to be playing anywhere from the 2 to the 4. I really think he's going to be in a position to hit the ground running and succeed immediately. So I'm a little bit more bullish, I think, and optimistic on what this team can do. Now, if they don't get Kyrie back, they don't have championship aspirations in my mind. But I do think even the playoff experience for a young guy like Cooper Flagg can be very, very valuable for the future, assuming they're able to get there. But it's going to be fascinating, man. That's why it was so shocking when Nico Harrison is trying to say, like, oh, the availability concerns, the health, the work ethic of Luka. But then the person that you're trading him for is Anthony Day-to-Day Davis. And I get it. I understand the pushback was he had found a bill of health, at least for a year to 2 years. But the second he put on the Mav uniform, unfortunately,
boom,
we know what happened. So I get the pessimism. I understand it if that's how you're going to feel about it.
And again, Vegas has the win total at 39.5. Yep. Vegas is telling you, we don't look at you as much of a playoff team. That's probably putting you maybe as the 10 seed in a play-in situation.
And the conference is a gauntlet. I mean, OKC, we know about. Houston, obviously, has gotten a lot better. Denver's gotten better. The Clippers are a deeper roster as well. Minnesota has been to the conference finals back-to-back years. You get a full season of Jimmy Butler now in Golden State with Steph, and they look damn good together. San Antonio should be better. Portland, I don't know what to think about them with Drew Holiday. Does he end up staying there? But it's an extremely competitive conference. It's also one where our Texas Rangers, and they're back in action tonight against the Halos in L.A., so we'll have pregame coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk with Chris Young at 4:20, Jared Sandler at 4:40. But you dropped 2 of 3 on the road against San Diego. I mean, shout out to Higgy. Kyle Higashioka on Saturday was absolutely brilliant in his old ballpark where he had hit 11 home runs last year with San Diego, making history with the Texas Rangers as he ends up being the first player in Rangers history with 5 RBI, a stolen bag in a game as a catcher. He was awesome. But certainly yesterday was frustrating. We brought it up in the previous segment. That first inning, you had your opportunity. You're teeing off. It's a bullpen game for San Diego. You get up 1-0. You got the bases loaded. Unfortunately, Jonah Heim's not able to cash in. But you had your chance right there to really get up big on them, get yourself a little bit of a cushion. Jack Leiter, you just feel mentally, obviously, you're going to be in a different mind taking the mound after you're up, say, 4-0 versus 1-0. Unfortunately, Jack didn't quite have the command. He ends up getting his pitch count ramped up. Jacob Latz has to come in. You lose 4-1. And this is a team, they get down 3 or more runs. They have not been able to come back at all this year. So they're not very good at rallying and playing from behind. This is a big series because now you look up and Houston is 20 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
And for the majority of this run, I've been pounding the drum like, hey, they're going to stay in this thing. They're going to stay in this thing because nobody's running away with the division.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden the Houston Astros are looking like the best team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they swept the Dodgers this weekend.
That we can't say that anymore. Yeah. I mean, they're still in contention when it comes to the wild card, but this is a big time series against I feel like all of them were saying that now, mm-hmm. but it really is. It's put up or shut up because now if you lose this series, I don't think there's any way if you're Chris Young in this front office, you can keep convincing yourself like, yeah, this team's worth investing into to try and get over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I kind of feel like it's a four gamer against, you know, the Angels. You feel like you have to sweep these guys?
I mean, at the very least, 3 out of 4.
Yeah, 3 out of 4.
But I mean, I was thinking,
I'm pretty much there.
I mean, you know, you're in a situation now where you sweep them, okay, then the road trip turns into 5-2 going into Houston, and Houston is one of the hottest teams as we've just talked about. And then you're probably thinking, well, maybe you get one out of three out of that. You know, you're gonna need. Like I say, you can't a 6-4 road trip. I think is. You just got to stay around 500 right now just for this wild card stuff. You're not going to win this division.
No.
Unless something catastrophic happens to Houston with their pitching staff and stuff like that. But that was really super impressive for them to go over to the Dodgers over the weekend and take care of business.
Yeah, just tear them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've played 9 games against the National League division leaders.
Yeah.
Phillies, Cubs, Dodgers. They're 3-0 against the Phillies.
Yeah.
They won 2 out of 3 against the Cubs, and they just swept the Dodgers. They're 8-1 against the 3 leaders in the National League. I mean, Houston's playing. They're number 1 on some power ranking sites, and it's hard to argue. It's honestly, it's frustrating, but it's incredible what Houston's able to do. I hate giving them any type of credit, but I thought there was no shot they'd be a playoff team this year. And with all the losses they've had and injuries to that starting rotation, mm-hmm. if they just find a way to win baseball games, like I'm in an envious spot. I thought this would be the Rangers taking over and catapulting themselves 2 years ago, but it's not.
No. Despite some of the best pitching in all of baseball, and the Rangers are 5-5 over their last 10, 10-10 over their last 20, 15-15 in their last 30.
That's kind of who they are.
That's just what they are. Yeah, this offense is just
the starting pitching
doesn't have enough of a pulse.
Yeah.
At all.
The starting pitching in the bullpen. That's what it's kind of shown you that you could be a 500 team if you have and really good defense, by mm-hmm. the way, too. I can't believe that error last night. What was that all about?
I don't know. But, yeah, they, Wyatt Langford getting him back defensively, he was awesome on Friday night. Josh Smith's making great. I mean, they do. I mean, they pitch. I think they're the best in runs saved in all Major League Baseball.
No, they're winning by a lot.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
It really is.
Their defense, their pitching, and their bullpen has been outstanding. And unfortunately for their team, their hitting has been just at times been just woeful.
CY's phone probably has just not stopped ringing from teams trying to pick away at that bullpen.
Yeah. We're about a little over an hour away from having Chris Young, your president of baseball ops, and we'll talk with Jared Sandler at 4:40. Let's do some C-Note Cowboys news of the evening coming up on the other side. What's the Cowboys' Mount Rushmore of the 2000s? And the one thing Shoddy's doing that's got me pretty fired up, that's next on the...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nation. Time for the C-Note here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a Monday. 972 checking in with a big weekend victory. Dallas-based Vocal Majority Men's Barbershop Chorus won the 2025 International Championship in Denver. It's their 14th championship victory.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's incredible, man. 14. That is cool, bro. That is awesome.
Do they wear the straw hats and everything?
Hey, great question.
Like Mr. Peppermint.
Let us like know, 972.
The shakies. Did you say Mr. Peppermint?
Mr. Peppermint, man. Mr. Peppermint,
yeah.
He's all time. All right, we got...
That was a great jacket he had, too.
Krusty's Corner coming up here in a few minutes, and 1 hour from now... 1 hour from now, we have the Chris Young Show as well. But this segment here in the Nation brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you've been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's the bully.
So Broadus during the pre-show was like, man, you know one topic that I just love more than any other is Mount Rushmore topics, Mount Rushmore discussions, the Mount Rushmores of DFW sports athletes, the Mount Rushmore of all-time Cowboys, the Mount Rushmore of movies, you name it. Broadus is goated when it comes to Mount Rushmores, and I just happened to stumble across this, Brian. It's crazy that Bleacher Report did the Mount Rushmore of the 2000s for every single team in the NFL, and they have the Cowboys on here. Do you agree or disagree? 877-881-1053, who they have on their Mount Rushmore. Now, that's just four people. There's only four heads on the Rushmore of Mount. For a while...
Originally, there were six.
Okay. Thank you. This makes
six grandfathers.
Because I thought that there were at least five.
Yeah, there was originally six of that joint. And we came and Americanized it and, put four on there.
There we go.
In the same damn spot.
Look at us.
Not creative.
Not at all.
Not creative. Not
they just,
at
they all. Took down the...
Who do we take down? The...
The natives?
The natives. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
They're like, oh, we don't want the natives up.
No.
Why would we? I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing? A shout to Freddie D. He's in the building. Already getting cooked up and ready to rock for that. We got an hour of the Fan After Dark tonight.
Can't Look at wait. Him. He's prepping for his show.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah. 3.5 hours.
He's got club security energy.
He does.
He's
like standing behind,
standing behind you.
Club security, dog. Like
standing behind you. I'm not getting into this club.
Like, hey, everyone, get away from my guy right now. Yeah. All right, here's your Cowboys 2000s. Okay, this is just from 2000 on. Yeah, guess. Who do you think? Who were the four that made the Mount Rushmore?
I haven't seen this list because you know me. I'm not going to ever click on anything that's a Mount Rushmore list.
No.
Nor I'm going to guess, that Chief, that they probably had DeMarcus Ware on this list.
That was one of the first names that came to my mind as
well.
You
guys think they got DeMarcus Ware on here?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How confident are you they got DeMarcus
Ware on here? I'm going to say I'm 93%.
Is he the best player the Cowboys have had in the last 25 years?
I would say he's pretty damn close.
Him and Zach Martin.
He's just fighting for number one.
Yeah.
A couple of Hall of Famers doing Hall of Fame things.
Yeah, they might have Mike on this list, too. We might have two edge rushers on this
list. Could
they
have Micah on here already?
Wow. Jason Witten's probably going to be on there, Broadus.
DeMarcus Ware is indeed on the Cowboys' Mount Rushmore of the 2000s. Ware, Hall of Famer, accumulated 117 sacks over 9 years with the Cowboys. He's on here.
Yeah, he totally should be. He was honestly the first name that came to mind. Then it was Zach Martin, and then I had to realize, like, oh, yeah, Jason Witten was obviously here as well.
Yeah, Zach Martin's going to be on this list, too.
Zach Martin is on the list.
My man,
he's like, reading the text.
Have you seen how, have you ever noticed, like, when you're doing this, like,
Eric knows me. We've been doing this together forever. Yeah, I took a peek skews at the text. I'm sorry.
You're into the game, but he's just like totally like someone's calling him out for being having a stupid list.
No, everything's positive. People are texting
and he gets like drawn off because he's thinking, well, how can I respond to this? You know.
Yeah, yeah,
he's doing the best I can over here. Okay,
so we got
you can Zach see
Martin,
the words.
Zach Martin's made it, and Jason Witten, as you guessed as well, they are three of the four. Ware, the Hall of Famer, they say Witten's going to join Ware in the Hall of Fame. Spent 16 of his 17 seasons in Dallas, 11 Pro Bowls. He's finished the Cowboys' career 12,977 receiving yards. Damn, so close to 13K.
This could be Dez Bryant.
72 touchdowns. So we got Zach Martin. I mean, all three of these guys should be Hall of Famers. Martin, Witten, and then Ware, who's already in there. Yeah. So we got one more Cowboy that can make the list. And then you let me know, 877-881-1053.
Well, not right now.
If you agree. No, right now, let me know so I can read it. I want to be able to read it. Marion Barber from the 817. They want to vote for Marion the Barbarian.
I mean, he's got a special place in all of our hearts.
He does. Best 2-yard run in the history of football.
I'm going to say this is probably either CeeDee Lamb or Dez Bryant.
CeeDee Lamb, honorable mention.
Okay. Dez Bryant,
honorable mention.
Yeah.
I could advocate for Dez. I mean, he's the all-time leader in touchdown catches.
Okay, is this another offensive lineman? I mean, would this be Tyron Smith?
Would it be Tyron Smith?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, it is. We got Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, Jason Witten, and DeMarcus Ware. Your Cowboys Mount Rushmore per Bleacher Report of the 2000s. Smith and Martin, they say likely both make the Hall of Fame. Smith was an 8-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first team AP All-Pro with the Cowboys. We know Zach Martin's legendary career. The ones just on the outside looking in that they considered, we mentioned Lamb and Bryant, Micah Parsons, and Ezekiel Elliott would be the ones that were also in the conversation for Mount Rushmore. So no Romo and no Dak.
Yeah, I was assuming that one or both of those guys would be honorable mentions.
Well, what they'll do is if they can't put one, they're not going to put the other. That's what they're going to do.
Just equal opportunity. Yeah, just neither
gonna,
one of you get
gonna,
it.
Yeah, they're just going to wipe them both out.
Hey, if you want,
they
the cancel clicks,
each
though,
other
you
out.
On.
Well, no,
they do.
They cancel.
We talked
other.
About that on Love of the Star. By the way, make sure you go like, subscribe. Mm-hmm. Love of the Star. We're putting out great content out there for you, and we did that in one of our episodes 2 weeks ago. Put together. Hey, the all quarter century team, and which quarterback would you take? And it was tough. I mean, there are certain moments
Romo,
for
right?
both. We did. We leaned
in on
we
Romo.
We leaned Romo. Yeah. We did.
Yeah, I can't totally disagree with that. I understand it. But that's a heck of a Mount Rushmore. When you think about the last 25 years, I wonder how many teams can say we got four guys that are surefire Hall of Famers.
You want to look at the Eagles? Or do you have another team in mind that like you want to just check out and see if they can beat ours?
Black and Gold B wants us to see the Saints.
He wants the New Orleans list. He's got a pretty good list.
Let's do the list. Drew Brees would be on that list.
Yeah, Brees, Marcus Colston, Jahri Evans, and Cam Jordan.
I was going to guess Cam Jordan.
They all made it.
Mm-hmm. That's strong.
It's pretty damn good. I don't know if it's better than the Cowboys.
What about the Arizona Cardinals? Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Fitzy.
Okay, I'm going to go with Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Kurt Warner, Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay, hang on. It's got to be one of these defensive backs.
Wilson.
It's not Adrian Wilson. Oh, you're right. It is a defensive back.
It's
it's Patrick Peterson.
Patrick Peterson.
It's PP. Yeah.
And then one more is going to be.
I don't think you guys are going to get this. I forgot all about this player, but he was a stud defensive lineman.
Calais Campbell?
Not Calais Campbell.
It's one of their nose tackle.
It's a nose tackle
on their Super Bowl team.
Nose tackle Brinson. On the Super Bowl team?
He was a defensive tackle.
Oh. Yeah, I'm thinking Autry or something?
No.
I don't know why I'm thinking. He had dreads, right?
He did have dreads.
Yes, I see this
guy. He was really good.
I cannot remember his name. That's going to kill
Number
me.
Number 98.
Darnell Dockett.
Darnell Dockett, bro.
I forgot all about Darnell Dockett.
Darnell Dockett. Wow.
That is, yeah, Darnell Dockett. Hell of a pull right there. That's awesome. And I think the Cowboys could go up against anybody when it comes to this. And unfortunately, they don't have the hardware for it, but they certainly have had some outstanding players come through. The Giants had Tiki Barber, Eli Manning, Chris Snee as a guard,
Oof.
And Michael Strahan. I think Chris Snee is kind of one of these guys that like doesn't belong, but hey, maybe I'm underrating him. Fletcher Cox, Brian Dawkins, Lane Johnson, and Jason Kelsey made it for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
You know, I would like to go through and look at all the Mount Rushmores and see how many of them are offensive linemen.
Yeah. Because it looked, I mean, we just read.
It sounded like to me we're
two for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Two for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Giants had one.
I wonder how many of these guys were offensive linemen on these teams.
Yeah, no Larry Allen 806. But Larry Allen, I mean, we're talking 2000 on. And we actually had that conversation with Star as well.
He was a shell of a person when we were playing with him there in the early 2000s.
Speaking of the offensive lines, Pro Football Focus put out their offensive line rankings. Man, the Cowboys were at 23, and this is heading into 2025. And I'm, you know, hey, I got issues with PFF. I think they put out some really fun content to discuss. I don't always know like how great the grading is. We just had on last week Garrett Podell of CBS Sports. You had Duke Manyweather on, and Duke doesn't love the way that they do some of their grading on the offensive line. He's working with Pro Football Focus to improve it. But the Cowboys' offensive line down at 23, they wrote, considering a team strength of theirs not long ago, the Cowboys' offensive line is full of question marks. Left tackle Tyler Guyton's rookie season, he had a 49.4 overall grade, which ranks 73rd at the position. In addition to Guyton, Dallas will play two other starters who are either early in their NFL careers, Cooper Beebe at center, Tyler Booker, a rookie, who's expected to replace Zach Martin. But I think I understand the question marks there are, and we are doing projections. Like, we're expecting Tyler Booker to slide in and be good. I'm not even saying I think at least good.
Right.
I think he has a chance to be even above that, but I think at least good as a rookie. I believe Cooper Beebe is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Terrence Steele, with the change in offensive line coaches, I think he's going to be good. I don't even think average. Guyton, I'm just hoping for average. But I think the rest of your offensive line, you've got really good in Tyler Smith and good all the way around. I mean, I think this, they're going to look silly on this at 23 for the Cowboys, which is second worst in the division, the Giants at 28. And, of course, the Eagles were at the top of the list. At number one, best offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the Cowboys offensive line is being undervalued right now. And I'm also a big proponent of this new coaching staff with Connor Riley and Clayton Adams making a huge difference as well for these guys, especially in the run game. So I'm with you. I think at the end of the season, there's a real chance we could be talking about this Cowboys offensive line being a top 10 unit.
Mm.
And
if that happens, I believe they're a playoff team. I mean, that's why I think that they will be
their best chance.
I think they should be able to run the football, even though, I mean, their running back room's not exactly screaming out like, hey, hell yeah, you know, how about wow, shout out to Dawson. But I like what they did with the rookies. Jaden Blue, I think by the midseason mark, should probably be your number one back, or at least the guy that's getting the majority, if not the chunk of the carries for
you.
I mean, he's got a skill set that nobody else has.
Yes.
And then Phil Maffa, I think, is a perfect complement to him. I know, Phil Maffa was a guy that we didn't really evaluate, Brian, because there were so many deep backs. But we went back and watched him. Played through last year with that shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's a back between the tackles, super tough. I love the compliment there, the thunder lightning, kind of like what you had with Ron Dane and Tiki Barber,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the Giants. I'm not saying they're the best running back room in the league by any. I mean, they should be 32 in these rankings. But if you can get anything out of a Miles Sanders or Javonte Williams, hey, I mean, this is the changing of the guard. They went from being a team that's paying a lot of money to Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard to now the last 2 years they've got the 32nd ranked running back room because they're not putting any money and resources into the position. They wait until the fifth round to draft a back. 2 years ago, they waited until the sixth round to draft a back. They didn't take anybody in between those years. So, yeah, I mean, this is what's going to happen. You're not going to be looked at as a great running back room, but if that offensive line can be as good as we think it is, they're going to be able to get production like they did last year with Rico Dowdle running for over 1,000 yards.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. All right, there it is, the Cena right here in the G-Bag Nation on a Monday. Coming up next, Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, well, my guys drink the Kool-Aid or not. We'll talk about that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, it's time for Krusty's Corner, as always, here in the G-Bag Nation at 3:40. We will indeed have Chris Young, your Rangers president of baseball ops, coming up at 4:20. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much, Wooly Bully. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this, as always. They did a great job and being with me the whole time, and I really do appreciate that, those folks very, very, very much. Hey, I was going to ask you guys a quick question before we got started on this this drinking the Kool-Aid or not bit. You go back and look at who follows you on X, Twitter X, whatever you want to call it. You ever go back and see, like, you ever see, like, look at new followers?
Yeah, I try and follow a lot of people back.
Do you?
So, like, I'll go and just kind of read the quick
bio.
Does
that just crush your timeline with people that aren't sports related?
I guess, like, the algorithm works itself out to where, like, I still end up getting what I need.
It knows what you want.
Does it kind of deter any, like, keep you from, do you miss anything because you follow so many people?
I guess it's possible. But I don't really.
That's what I would worry about.
Like the random. I don't really get a lot of the. I don't think a lot of those people tweet much. You know, I think they're just kind of on here to follow and consume information. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't really see a ton of random tweets now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you just rocked the For You page, and so if you're doing, if you're clicked on the following thing where your timeline is everybody that you're following, then you'll get inundated with crap you don't necessarily want if you're following a bunch of just random people. But if you go to the For You page, then that's where it's sort of understands what you want standpoint, and you're just getting the meat and the potatoes.
You know what I found going back and looking at, like, there's several people that I follow
that don't follow you.
I think at one time we were following each other. They probably jumped ship, and now I'm seeing them follow back. And I don't know if it's because of football season's around the corner.
that could be. They might have just been so frustrated. They're like, I don't want to see any Cowboys content right now.
That's true. That actually might be, it's probably not personal. It might just be such a down and out frustrated fan who is detoxing a little bit, mental health break from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And so they go in and they decide to do the unfollow thing when maybe in reality they should have just gone with the mute button. You know, just mute it. Don't want to see it for a while. Absolutely. And then I'll go ahead and unmute it when my mind and my body are ready to be heartbroken again.
Yeah, I found it funny because during the break, because I was tweeting about us being at Shell Shack on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to be there, Henderson.
So I was just curious. So I'm tweeting it out, and then I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to see who's been following me and stuff like that. You know, I'm going to see what that's all about. And there's a lot of people that I thought were following me, and now I don't know if they went away and now they're coming back. Are they like seasonal people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you get some of that seasonal following going down.
Could just be. Yeah.
Now that we're inching closer to football season.
Anytime you bring this up, people are always like, please unblock me, Brian, please unblock me. I get so many questions. Like, can you tell Brian to unblock me? I'm like, you obviously did something.
Well, I've learned this whole thing though, is the blocking aspect of it. You're not blocking them, are you? Are you really blocking them? I think with new Twitter, it's like they just can't interact with you.
I think if you block them, I don't think they can see your tweets. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But
I just thought it was really kind of strange that I was, you know, here I am like, you know, I'm kind of thinking, wow, I thought all those people kind of followed me, you know, and now they're circling back. Like they're circling back and they're, I'll give you an example. How about this? Ready?
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Let me go. Bobby Belt.
No way.
Yeah, there's something must
there
just
must
be
have
going
been a vengeful. Okay. I was wondering if you guys broke up.
No. I don't. It's not. I don't think I've done anything. I think Bobby's probably listening right now.
Ooh, Bobby.
But like, okay, ESPN News Desk, Bill Weber, who is a friend of mine. He's just got married. He's the line coach at Angelo State. I kind of thought he was following me a long time. You know, Law Nation. Law does a lot of work on YouTube.
Sure does.
How about this one? Like I said, Bobby Belt was on that list. Who else do I got? I should have just written all these down. But I'm
getting
just,
live play-by-play of scrolling through the followers feed. List.
Well, no. Like, okay, my buddy Jay Fry, he used to be president of the IndyCar.
Uh-huh.
Like, he now runs the Ray Hall Lanigan Ray Hall team. I mean, he's the guy who runs their draft.
We're all big Ray Hall guys.
Yeah. Love Ray Hall. Ray Hall Letterman. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite Halls of all time. We did our top 10 Halls. Right. Chuck Ray Hall was like right there on the Mount Rushmore.
David Smoke. Remember David Smoke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm curious because I thought all along these people were kind of falling, and I get, okay, here's another one. Travis Heim. Travis Heim of Heim Barbecue.
Oh, yes.
Jonah's brother.
Yeah, I was always like, Travis, I love Heim Barbecue, you know? And so I always thought he was kind of, but like now he's like back into the, so do they leave you, then come back?
Yeah, they leave and come back and leave and, I mean, sometimes maybe you piss them off.
Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh, well.
Now that one.
You understand because I go after him, right?
Yeah, you attack
him.
He's
probably, I'm sure.
Hey, you think that's a seasonal follow right there?
I think so. I think he's probably, he wants to get the Cowboys info from you.
Okay.
In season. Otherwise, he doesn't care what you've got going on.
Yeah, I just, all right. Well, there's.
Hey, 979 said they might just want a piece of that Crown Global Media.
Okay.
Maybe they're trying to circle back and get in your friendly graces.
Get the friendly graces? We're working on that, man. Working on that. Kevin McCarthy. He used to be radio voice. Kevin McCarthy is a famous radio guy in Dallas. Radio, he's a media personality guy. Yeah, I think he retired and he was following me, and then I think he kind of circled back.
Maybe people just go a little hot and cold on you, man.
Could be. Now, some people are alleging that it's possible that their accounts got hacked. They had to create a new one.
That many?
Maybe we blame Elon. Let's get him on the DNM leasing hotline.
Okay. Well, anyway, like I said, I just thought it was fun. But Bobby was the one that was.
That's the one that really triggered you.
When I saw that, I kind of thought.
What happened?
What's he doing? Bobby and I are great. I have no problem with Bobby.
My wife is calling me right now. Like, she knows what I do for a living.
Yeah. Do I take it?
Do I answer this?
Be like, honey, we're busy going
She's
through Broadus's followers
for
list.
Something that I ate or didn't.
Tell her that we're having an extremely important conversation about who's following Broadus on Twitter.
Oh, wow. Like, I'm on the air right now, honey.
Like, how can she not even understand how important this conversation is right now?
She might be listening right now, and they heard him say that he's talking to his wife.
Okay, what's wrong?
Uh-oh.
Oh, things are wrong at home.
Oh, no.
No, what happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
This is one of the greatest segments in radio.
Did she hung up on you?
Something happened.
From Broadus's followers to Walchuk's home crises.
Oh, jeez. Well, let's hope everything's okay home at the Walchuk.
Let's wash this down with some Kool-Aid.
Okay. Well, we had some these drinks.
The Whataburger refreshers are 10 out of 10.
Third one? Yeah, I think.
Be careful over there.
I know. If they had
sugar spike.
If they had rum in them, they'd be even better. All right. Hey. All right. Listen, Walchuk.
Yes.
I got a few minutes left. Sorry about that. I've had some discussions with folks on various platforms of this. Why are you drinking the Kool-Aid or why are you not drinking the Kool-Aid?
Okay.
And give me an idea of why, like, okay, for this upcoming season, what's making you drink Kool-Aid? And what are you saying? Nah, I used to drink the Kool-Aid, but I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid anymore on this.
Okay, what's making me drink a little Kool-Aid is...
You're thirsty
This is
hell.
Cowboy Kool-Aid, by the
Cowboy
way.
Cowboy Kool-Aid drinking would be what I just said about the offensive line and then the pass rush on defense. I mean, I'm a big proponent of the game as one at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. I think the offensive line should be much better this year, which will give them a better chance to win. And I think the pass rush has a chance to be one of the best, if not the best, in all of football in the conversation there. So that's got me drinking the Kool-Aid. What doesn't have me drinking the Kool-Aid is it's a lot of talk that you got to see. And we've seen this before with the culture stuff and, hey, yeah, we're going to do this different on offense, that different on offense. I got to believe it to see it. And I also have no idea what the status is of the quarterback. He looks to be in incredible shape. He did not play well when he was healthy last year. Mm-hmm. Usually you get a bounce back.
So you're not drinking quarterback Kool-Aid.
I'm not drinking quarterback Kool-Aid. No.
I think you've been consistent. You said that after.
I think Dak can have an awesome regular season. We've seen it, but something happens when we get into the playoffs, and I know the pushback will be, oh, look at the roster, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. And all that is fair.
Yeah.
But I can't believe when it's nut cutting time, this team's going to show up.
Eric, you're drinking the Kool-Aid because, and then you're not drinking the Kool-Aid because.
Yeah, I mean, I'm buying the offensive line to a fair extent. I'm buying the offense in general, just from a more watchable offense. The pick and stuff is exciting for me, and then just a new coaching staff, a new vision, a new plan offensively has me excited that there will be a lot more entertainment value on a Sunday to Sunday basis watching this offense. And that's really the extent of it. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid all the way to this offense is going to be phenomenal and they're going to soar into the playoffs. I just think we are heading in the right direction from a vision standpoint, and especially with the offensive line, the youth movement there, this offense is heading in the right direction. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid because I'm just genuinely concerned about the defense. With Walchuk on the pass rush,
sure,
but I think that's the only dimension of this defense that you can feel somewhat good about. I think the run defense, the secondary, all of that to me is, and I don't love the Eberflus hire.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I think.
So you're not drinking the Kool-Aid on defense in general.
Yeah, especially on defense. That's where my biggest concern is. And the reason why I think the games they lose, the reason why if they miss the playoffs, I think it'll be mostly because of the defense.
Would you guys drink the Kool-Aid because of Pickens?
That's part of the reason why I'm drinking the excitement Kool-Aid offensively. Like, this is going to be a lot more fun. This passing attack should be pretty dang dynamic. If Dak can be any semblance of what he was pre-injury just pre-last year in general, then all of a sudden I think this passing attack in particular is going to be a real joy to watch on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis.
I got the cup in my hand, but I'm not drinking out of it just yet. I think he's an outstanding football player. I got big questions anytime Pittsburgh says sayonara to wide receivers. They're usually right about this.
Oh, so you're not drinking the Kool-Aid on Pickens.
He's a great talent. He should help the offense. But I do wonder, as soon as things start going bad here, how's he going to react to it? And do you start to see he's fighting with people on the sideline? He's trying to fight a fan in the stands. He mentally isn't locked in. You get a stupid personal foul penalty, like we always complained about with Randy Gregory or Sam Williams prior to him. Can that cost you a football game?
Yeah.
I need to see the maturity out of George Pickens because I think he's his own worst enemy sometimes.
I'm drinking Kool-Aid because of the rookies that they got.
I am. I'll drink Kool-Aid to the rookie class.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid because I don't know what the offensive scheme is going to be. And I spent the 4th of July asking people, looking at gap schemes and stuff like that, you know, and how this could play out. And the more I asked about it, the more I felt like that it's going to be more about gap scheme runs and stuff like that. We'll see how the outside stuff goes, the zone stuff goes.
I mean, if you want to get excited, I would just go watch some of the Cardinals. Of last
year. I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't know if that's going to be Cardinal football. I don't know.
That'll be a bit of a bummer because that's kind of what I'm hoping for. That's why I'm drinking the Kool-Aid because I think Clayton Adams bringing that Drew Petzing style.
Yeah, that's why I brought this up because I'm really curious. I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid on scheme.
So it's mostly about the offense for you and not the defense that has you worried.
I have some doubts. I love the rookies. I think that's going to be a big Kool-Aid drinking situation. I don't know what the offense is going to be. But the defense, I have more worries about the offense because I don't know how they're going to do. Not that they can't do it, but I think they're going to be asking some things. Let's see if they can deliver on what they're trying to promise here.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
All right, there's Trusty's Corner every day at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. NFL sounds of the day on the other side is this, how to slow down Travis Hunter and just two goats chatting it up. That's next in the Nation.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.